What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Joe Dirt, and you were tuned in to Dirty World. Today, got my boy Joey B out of Vegas by way of Pasadena, Kelly. Then I got that boy Tesla Beats out of West Texas. That's right, that's right. Billy, Tigger, you there with me today, fellas?
Billy Fly, straight out of H-Town, South Park, Texas, Houston, man, coming at you. They got Corona on the corner.
Corona around the corner. Already, already. I'm not sure if Tigger's on the line. Hopefully, he joins us today. You know, it's been busy. You know, having a family and all, y'all. But it's all good in the hood. Who you brought with you today? Didn't you bring somebody with you today, fam?
Man, I got a live, real, live artist from Birmingham, Alabama. Goes by the name of Smiley. He also produces tracks, and he's wicked on the mic. We got something for y'all tonight. Y'all, we got something from Smiley tonight.
Oh man, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. How about yourself, man?
I was in a busy, hectic day, man. Passing out masks. I linked in with Stephon Marbury and Sierra White, and we got these masks going, rewashable masks with the filters going right now, and I've been grinding them out in the streets, man, trying to keep everybody safe, man, keep everybody safe. They prayed up, stayed up with their PPE. Yeah, it's been a heck of a day, bro.
So wait, you just said you was passing out masks with Stephon Marbury?
Yeah, the Stephon Marbury. Since China is kicking us, you know, melanated individuals, people out of China right now. So, I am with the China team, with the China plug, but it's like, I don't know, Joe. It's like they're turning their backs on us. They're kicking our people out of China right now. So,
I know, man.
He's passed out like a couple of tens of thousands of masks in New York, man, because that coronavirus hit them hard. So one of my business partners, Cyril White, with To God Be the Glory Ministries, that's his nonprofit organization, we've linked together, and they sent me a little package, a little shipment, and I'm getting it in, man, selling some, giving some, because I don't want to see people out here just breathing this corona on the corner. So,
yeah,
it's been a heck of a day. I've been selling masks, man.
Oh man, definitely got to keep it safe out there. Keep it safe out there. Now I was gonna start it off with a house party, but I ain't gonna do that today. I'm gonna go ahead and take a caller first, see what y'all got to say real quick before I play a hit.
415-375.
415, you live.
Yo, what's up, Joe Dirt? This is OMF from San Francisco. Caller supporting the show.
Alrighty, what's going on, man? How you feeling, fam?
I just tuned into your show, so I kind of missed what y'all was talking about, but I heard a little bit about it, about Stephon Marbury. Is that who he was talking about, and how they kick people out of China because of the virus?
That's correct, yeah. My G. I've been just getting a little bit of the news, so because it's been a hectic day. But as of lately, they've been kicking all melanated blacks and Africans and melanated people out of China right now due to the coronavirus. I don't know what's going on, but that's what's going on right now in China. But I partnered up with Stephon Marbury and his business partner and one of my business partners, Cyril White, with To God Be the Glory Ministries, his nonprofit organization. And we trying to flood the street with these masks, man.
So that's
everybody safe.
Yeah, is this in New York City that y'all doing this?
I'm in Houston myself, my G. Stephon Marbury, he's from New York, so and since New York is one of the hardest places, like Louisiana, also getting hit right now with the virus. He made his will and. I'm not sure the correct number, but I know it's in the tens of thousands he's giving away free. And I'm in Houston. I'm slanging them like nickel packs. I'm trying to be the nickel pack king, but also I'm giving some away, you know, to those I feel that's worthy and deserving of it. I'm not a hater, so I'm trying to keep everybody safe. But you know, I put an order in, and my order came in, and now I'm hustling mad to keep us safe.
Yeah. So what's your name, man? I didn't get your name. What's your name?
This is Billy Fly from Houston, Texas, man. How you doing, brother?
All right. Yes, I thank you, man.
Some calls.
Yeah, thank you, man, for doing that, because it's real. This virus ain't no joke, and you know, we in San Francisco, it's real bad over here too. They shut down everything in San Francisco too. We got it bad. We don't got it bad as it is in New York City, because I'm from
there.
Okay,
so this
up there. But I
what's going on. Since the coronavirus is out, and the shipments are being delayed because of the cargo being delayed in the water, and they can't get shipped to the bays and the ports in Americas. Stephon Mulberry shut down one factory, clothing factory, and made it strictly right now just for producing mass production of masks, brother. And I was privileged and honored to link in with those guys, and that Stephon Mulberry and Cyril White with To God Be the Glory Sports. That's his nonprofit organization. And
call
yeah,
call.
We trying to ship them out. My daughter's in L.A. right now too, and she's a film producer, film director, and so I'm trying to send some out that way too, man. We got the rewashable mask. That comes with two filters. I'm also selling filters single right now and in bulk. So if y'all want to hit me, man, get at Billy Fly. And you can email me at Billy Fly, B-I-L-L-Y, F-L-Y, 104 at gmail.com. I can get you something wherever you at, brother.
Yeah, I'll do that, man. Right. I wrote it down and everything. So I was just, I'm doing a radio broadcast too. I had it this afternoon. That come on Black Hour Radio. It starts at 2 p.m. So whenever you get a chance, man, check it out. And welcome me to be on the show and talk about it further. You know what I'm saying? So if you ever get a chance, you have some free time. But I'm gonna hit you up on the Gmail account too.
That's for sure. That's for sure, bro.
That's how I would definitely do that. And support my brothers in this struggle, man. This is what it's all about. It's a struggle. Our struggle, our pain, and our glory. You know what I'm saying? Support my brothers. You know what I'm saying? If anything, so.
Yeah, this time
you.
When
we
really keep the vibe high and really unite together, man. So all across the nation, all across the globe, we need to, you know, vibrate high, you know, have good times, however you have your good time, music or just chilling with your family, you know what I'm saying? So you need to vibrate high, man, and all stay safe out here, brother.
Yeah, I definitely am, because I'm on lockdown out here in San Francisco. Yeah, like I said, it's really bad over here too. So
that's why I'm
out here trying to educate the people, like you said, and that's what we need to do. We need to educate our people and not take this for a joke, because a lot of people are taking this for a joke, and this ain't no joke, man. You know, people are dying from this stuff. The basketball player, Towns, what's his name? Anthony Towns, mother just died yesterday. From it, she was in a coma for like 4 weeks, about a month or so. So this ain't no joke, man. So people need to take this stuff serious, you know. This ain't no joke. But I'd like to thank y'all, man, and I'm down for supporting our people, man, supporting Joe and his show, you know what I'm saying? So this is all meant for San Francisco. You can hit me up on Facebook and SoundCloud and Instagram. And like I said, I do my radio broadcast every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Central and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And so I'd like to thank Joe and everybody and Blackout family for allowing me to be part of the Blackout family, you know what I'm saying? So
we appreciate you, man.
I commend you, brother.
One.
And y'all keep on doing what y'all doing. And so I thank you, and I'll talk to y'all.
Appreciate
soon.
You, brother. Appreciate you, brother.
Keep it clean, because it's a dirty world out there, brother.
Yep, definitely.
Appreciate your
love
support, brother.
Man, peace.
Love you too, G.
Peace.
Already. Well, y'all ready for this hit? I got a track with me, Billy. I'm going to play for these folks for my partner, Charisma. He said he got a little swag on him, and he say he got a true story. Let's hear what he got to say, fam.
Let it go.
Mike Mathis, you a fool for this beat, homie. No cap. Going deep in that thing like I'm scuba diving. Take every inch, you ain't got an option. Like a boat in the ocean, the way the bed rockin'. Yeah. Oh, you can't stop coming? Nah, I ain't stopping. All that shit I was talking, I'ma back it up.
Back it
put
up.
My thumb in your ass, now back it up.
Back it
if
up.
That pussy from the back laying on your stomach flat, all you gotta do is tap when you had enough. Oh, you think you tough? Why you running in? I'm in your guts with the strength of 100 men. Don't give a damn about you saying that's our last time. Cause every time I hit your line, you gon' come again. Next time, bring a friend. Hey, you dreaming about the dick when you're leaving. Waking up with that pussy out creamy. And you thought that I was capping when I told you that this tongue and this dick good. Now you believe me? Calm down, baby. I'ma let you sit on it. I need head first with a lot of spin on it. Matter of fact, we gon' have a round two anyway. Stick your tongue out and I'ma put my kids on it. Now you got me moaning. Then I tell nobody, I'ma deny that shit. Bum sex, you know that I supply that shit. Seen a position yesterday, I wanna try this shit. Up, I'ma put my tongue in it.
Freak.
I can hear your heart beating like a drum in it. Two fingers in that pussy and that body tense up. Better make your ass numb like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Stop shaking for a second, I ain't done yet. Get the biting on your lip, you know I love that.
Yeah.
Don't get addicted cause my room is a trap house. Have you knocking on the door asking where the drugs at. That's a known fact. Raw dog, no rubber, wanna fit it out. Like your first time when I'm in the walls. Back arched, only thing on the bed is your heels and your head. So you know I'm playing hardball. 30 missed calls. You ain't tripping pussy good and you put it on that nigga till he passed out. But whenever you in my house with my dick in your mouth, you be trying to pull them tricks in that bag out. I ain't going for it. I'm sexually advanced, where the God been a freak since the fifth grade. I'm the devil in the bed, suck your soul out your body. Better be at church Sunday to get saved. Keep it on the low. Ain't nobody gotta know you can get your daily dose when you ask for it. And the way my tongue travel up and down her body, she be telling her friend she knows she need a passport.
Where you from, Joe Dirt?
He from here out of Lubbock, Texas.
Already, Lubbock, Texas, in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
Lubbock,
sir. For
Texas. Man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing and keep building, man. Keep building. Billy Fly gonna come out there and turn it up with y'all, man. I'm telling you, in Lubbock, we're gonna turn it up with y'all in Lubbock.
Oh, man, it'd be so nice out here, man. Certain time, long as niggas don't be fighting and shooting, be a good time. I promise you. Promise you. But, Tigger, I think Tigger hopped on the line. Tigger, you there?
Tigger.
Hold on. I think he's on the line, but he's having so many callers.
Hello,
what's up? 806, top 10 man.
Hey, what a dude, it's Sizzle.
Hey,
oh, man.
What's up, Sizzle?
Man, waiting on you all day, fam. What's good?
What's good with y'all, man? Shit.
Tell it.
Been working in the
stew
all day.
Already. Well, because I got my co-host Billy Fly with me.
What's
hey,
up, Tigger? Salute.
Sweaty, we're going ahead and introduce yourself to the world, Tigger.
Man, I just been working. I hit the million streams on Spotify, and I'm just going to stay working, man. People keep asking me, like, what influenced me. And Lubbock did. Lubbock, Texas. The streets did. Everybody that keeps saying, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, I keep proving them wrong. You know, I'm an outcast. I'm a nobody just like you are. And if I could do it, you could do it. And that's what I'm trying to get the whole city on. The whole city can get on a flex, you know, and not just the city, the whole 806. And then from the 806, the whole state. And then from the state, the whole, you know, the whole world. Because, man, the industry don't care about us. The industry ain't going to feed us. We out there trying to sign a deal for what, $50,000 or $100,000 for selling our life away? I'm almost made more than that in a year. If I could do it, you could do it.
So definitely. Oh, so your name is Sizzle Beach. So you born and raised out of Lubbock?
Yes, sir.
Your home ground?
Yes, sir. 28 years.
So how long have you been making beats? For those who don't know, this is Tizzle Beats, one of the most streamed producers out of West Texas. Damn near the only one I know that can pull off a million streams. And for those who don't know, to pull off a million streams as a producer, just beats, that's not easy.
Yeah,
that's not easy. An easy feat at all. So,
absolutely.
How long have you been producing?
I really took the past about a year really, really, really serious. But in all general, I guess, past 21 years since I was 7 years old, music's always been in my life. That's whenever I picked up my first drum machine and started making beats when I was 7 years old and just continued it. I just wish then I had that same, mentality that I have now, because then I would be fucking 100 times more than what I'm at. You know what I'm saying? It's consistency is the key. People don't realize how important that is. You can't just make a hot track and post it one time and expect it to blow up overnight. You got to blow it up on everybody's stuff. You can't expect nobody to do the work for you. You got to put in all your own work, and then the work will come itself. Because people see, hey, he's putting in work, bam. So then they're going to work with you. You know, they ain't going to work for you, but they're going to work with you. And then once you get people to work with you, you just blow up. You know what I'm saying? It's really simple. And it's really, all of it is consistency. You got to show love, and you can't show that fake love. You actually show real love and support.
Right.
It's simple.
Right. Okay, so being from Lubbock, Texas, now both of us are from Lubbock. A lot of people don't know, like, what are some of your experiences as far as the reaction from a lot of other local artists, you know, as far as support and things like that?
Well, at first, man, when I first started my DistroKid, March 22nd, 2019, I had over 100 people tell me not to, that I'd fail, that it'd be a waste of money, and now they're asking me for help. You know, so obviously I didn't fail, and I've been getting a lot of real love and a lot of real fake love. And like me and Ezra Mills, we dropped a track called Mangara, and we got almost 50,000 streams on that alone. You know, that's Lubbock, Texas,
nice.
Right there. And
nice.
We hit that. We dropped that in December. You know, so what, 6 months give or take? That's nice.
That's- Yeah,
the good thing about it is the very first week we dropped it, almost in the first day, but give or take the first week, we hit over 1,000 listeners on Apple Music from just Lubbock, Texas alone. Just Apple Music. You know, that's not counting Spotify, YouTube, whatever else. Just Apple Music, Lubbock, Texas, we hit over 1,000 listeners, but the first week we hit right around 1,000 listeners just from Lubbock, Texas. And that's love, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm trying to get everybody on, you know, quit listening to Drake and all them. I mean, listen to them a little bit, but start listening to your locals, listen to your homeboys. They get paid for that.
Yeah.
And if they get paid, support
your local artists and producers, man. Everywhere, everybody. Support your local artists and producers.
All you got to do is just listen. Turn on a playlist. Put somebody on a playlist and listen to it for a little bit. And you really don't even got to listen to it on the cool. You can put that shit on mute. They still getting paid for it. It's that simple. And if you do it for them, they might do it for you. And then, it, you know, everybody gets on that cycle. Bam, we all just get those little pennies, and those little pennies add up. I mean, they add up for real.
Yeah, they really do. They really do. Now, a lot of people use the method as you know, sending beats. I mean, not beats. You know, sending their music through, you know, Messenger or, you know, anywhere. Now, a lot of the times, in some experiences, sometimes people don't click on it just because they don't want to hear it, or they don't think it'll be worth the time. What do you think could be some ways that artists could, you know, change that, possibly, you know, to possibly encourage people to want to actually click on their music and listen to it? Because a lot of times that's the problem, is people just don't want to click on
it. It's like a movie. It's really all like a movie. If you don't live your life like a movie, make it a movie right now, because how can I explain this? Lost my train of thought.
So
they got Corona on the corner.
Oh damn! You tell me you had Corona till now. I'm just talking with you, but basically you're trying to say, you know, you got to make it interesting like a movie in order for someone to want to be interested in it, correct?
Okay. Well, sort of, yes. Okay. Every movie has a trailer. You know what I'm saying? Like they show that little trailer, which basically when you watch the little trailer on TV and then you go watch the movie, you're like, damn, I watched that whole movie on the trailer. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So technically, you know, you don't give them your whole song. You give them like 30 seconds of it, and then you're like, at the end, hey, if you like this, go check it out. You know, do little videos. Don't just post links. Go out there, get on live, do videos. I get on live. I don't get 100 people watching it, but at least 10 people, and one out of those 10 people might check out my music. You know, they might share my video. So that, you know, each one person counts, and that's my goal each day, is to find one new fan or one new somebody that will interact with my music. And that's 365 people a year minimum.
Hey, what question? Hey, Joe, can I ask a question, man? How can they get in touch with you or other than Spotify? How can they get in contact with you, bro?
You can Google Tizzle Beats, TIZZ3LBEATZ, and I'm a verified Google artist, and yeah, everything's on there. All my main links, you know, to where you don't have to buy nothing. You can just click on any link and listen to it right there, whatever platform you got. My Instagram, Snapchat, everything's on there. TikTok, MySpace, Tumblr, LinkedIn. I'm on everything.
Okay.
Literally everything.
Already.
You could type in Tizzle Beats and find me anywhere.
Already.
Definitely. So, what artists have you worked with outside of Lubbock? Outside of West Texas, have you worked with any artists, you know, different states, different countries, things like that?
I'm working with a few right now. I'm working with a lot of, like, Dallas and Houston and San Antonio and stuff, a bunch of big artists, like King Kong Cotton did a bunch of stuff with Charlie Boy, and I'm working with Charlie Boy also. I got all them, Tight, Big Tuck, Tum Tum, all them in the process of working right now. I got Kyle Lee on a bunch of my tracks, and I don't know if y'all know who Kyle Lee is, but he did I'd Rather Be Screwed, and man, he did one of my tracks. He even named his mixtape Mr. Take No Shit, which is after the main song that he used from one of mine, which most of the beats on there are all mine, and it's been a lot of love. Project Tat, Young Buck, me and Young Buck were going to do a diss on 50 Cent. It was one of the first times I ever rapped. And managers shut it down because him and 50 Cent were getting into that big beef, like at the beginning of the year and stuff. And yeah, so instead of us getting sued, yeah, because people like 50 Cent will sue you if you talk shit on them and shit. I'm assuming, you know, that's what they're telling me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. You don't want to get trolled on Twitter.
Go somewhere. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
So you work with a bunch of big names.
Yeah, like, I was told to just hit up everybody on Instagram and, man, hashtag everything, and people start fucking with you. Like, Maestro and all them, I'm this close to getting them to do beat battles with me and shit on live, and it's going to be live, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a local nobody, really, which I'm somebody, but I'm not like them. I'm not big. I'm not an industry producer trying to battle these industry producers. Like Bangladesh, he might battle me, and he's got hits out the ass like crazy. And, you know, it's all love. It's all love and support.
Yeah.
And all these artists, man, like they see my push and my network and how I'm actually really grinding, man. Like, they got the Freestyle Kings battle coming up with ESG and all of them. And I'm a big fan of all SUC. But once I started seeing how they all started crying about shit, I was like, man, that's some Lubbock shit for real. But
man,
I got to hold it down for ESG because, man, like, he messages me all the time just to be like, hey, bro, you good? How you doing, you know? And he's a big artist. He don't need to check out how I'm doing every day. So people like that, whenever they take a time just to send you a message, it's like, man, that's some real ass love. My own homies I grew up with 25 years won't even check up on me.
Yeah,
so, let you know all of it.
Yeah,
for real, though, you know.
Yeah. So, Billy, you got a question for Tizzle Beats?
Hey, man, I'm ready to hear some of that music, Joe Dirt. What it do?
All sweaty, already. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Tizzle, man. Let the people know where they can find you at one more time before I let you out of here, brother.
Google me on Google Tizzle Beats, TIZZ3LBEATZ. You can find me on Google, and then from there you can find me on anything that you need or you got, because everybody's got something different these days.
Already. Well, I appreciate your time, Tizzle Beats, but I got to let you go, bro. Man, we appreciate you calling in, tuning in, and sharing your story. Man, people, y'all get it. This man, artist, he make beats, and he gets streams. And you're doing this damn thing. If you artists need beats, holler at them. Man, Tizzle Beats, I'll holler at you, brother.
Hey, 100. Thank y'all for having me on here, too.
Man,
no
peace,
doubt,
man. Mace time, man. Peace, man. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
I already know. Let's get it.
Already.
We eating this year. 2020, we all eating.
Man, 2020 with 2020 vision, brother. Hey, man, keep it clean because it's a dirty world out there, fam.
You
got Corona on the tone.
Alrighty. 100. So we gon' roll some bit. You ready for some more hits, Billy? Billy Flood.
What it do, Joe Dirt?
Okay. Ticket. Is you back on the line? Still can't, man. We apologize, my other co-host Tigger. We're having a hard time. He say he online, but I can't hear anything. But we apologize for the things that we're having. But yeah, man, we gonna go ahead and roll into another track one time. It's that BZRMG featuring Jenna J. I almost messed it all the way up. Recite.
Selfish, but sometimes I need a reminder. My vision gets lost in the dark, yeah, and I just wanna find ya. Born battled and bruised, yeah, in relationships I lose, yeah. Sometimes I'm confused, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I know you're not the type to play me, but my mind keeps saying, baby. I know that this sounds crazy, but I need you to persuade me, baby, that I'm your one and only. Say you'll never leave me. Tell me that you need me. Tell me that you want me. Tell me that you need me. Tell me that you love me, baby. Baby,
That's what you want me to do, and I got you. I would never waste your time taking all your time playing with your mind, baby boy, oh my. I know we can be insecure when we are not sure. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I will reset it 1,000 times and 1,000 times more. More.
Tell me that you want me.
Man, that boy got some vocals.
Production studio.
Boy, that's some vocals. For those who missed last week's show, I had BZRMG out of Dallas by way of Lubbock on the radio show with me, and that was his track right there, Recite. You know what I'm saying? Man, boy, got some blow. What you think, Billy?
Man, he gonna take all the women, Joe, with that one.
Man. Some babies get made off that track right there. Man, no diggity, no doubt. Well, before we play some more hits, we're gonna take one, two, maybe two, three calls. Real quick, call up.
315-708.
315, you're live.
Hello. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm trying to stay safe.
All right, all right. Well, if you can introduce yourself to the world, Ms. Davis.
My name is Angela Davis. I am hip-hop legend Positive K manager. And I'm calling tonight because we're starting to wind down on our exclusive campaign for looking for a female lyricist. And for the listeners tonight, if you're a female lyricist, I need you to go to PosK TV on YouTube and download the exclusive instrumental track and post your video using the hashtag exclusive campaign and hashtag RockTheBells SXXM.
There you go, ladies. There's a wonderful opportunity right there with a legend, Positive K. Now, how you doing, Ms. Davis? How you doing today? You saying
corona
free?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, I can't complain. I'm hanging in there. You know, I'm quarantined in the house right now. But, you know, during the day, I do try to get out and get some fresh air.
That's good. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Well, we appreciate you calling in and sharing that information for all the female MCs that are out there listening. There's a great opportunity for you, like I said, right there. But I got to let you go, Ms. Davis. I hate to, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. There'll be other times that we can talk more.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Well, I appreciate your time, Ms. Davis. And as always, keep it clean because it's a dirty world out there.
Okay, you stay safe too.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, Billy, let me ask you a question. Is Smiley still with you, fam? You got Smiley with you?
Yeah, man, I'm sitting there with Smiley right now, man.
What's going on? Man, get him on there. Let's talk to Smiley for a second, fam.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
What's going down? Introduce yourself to the world, G.
Hey, Smiley. Yeah, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm in Houston with it.
Already, already. So how long have you been rapping, Smiley?
About 2-3 years.
2-3 years. Dope, dope. So what are some of your inspirations? On what who inspired you to start rapping? What made you kind of, you know, decide you want to get your feet wet? Boosie was the first one.
Okay.
And it went from Boosie to UGK, you know, Bun B, Pimp. And it went from them to Gates. And it just, you know, using his life.
All right. So describe your style for us. Like what type of music you got, G?
It's inspiration. It might be, I like to call it diary music. You know what I'm saying? It might be how I'm feeling. I just go put it on the track, but it be hard. But it don't.
Okay.
It be music. It's a reason behind that song. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just a regular song.
Okay. That's okay. That's I actually, you know, want to hear what you got. So Billy sent me a track, fam. We about to go ahead and play it. Go ahead and introduce your track for us, fam.
Smiley music, no understanding. Go scream it on all platforms.
Like that.
It's on Amazon, $129. Apple Music, $99. Support.
Man.
She be crazy though. That nigga be a nigga one day. In the office. I'm on the grind, I'm trying to get paid. Tell me he'll never leave you all the way. So many nights I went to sleep and ain't it. Sometimes I feel it's gon' break. Better know this shit gon' hurt sometimes. Still gotta put in work sometimes. You gotta get it out of the dirt sometimes. Yeah. Put yourself first sometimes. I never said I'm better, but I'm knowing that I'm different. I wrote you a letter, but I didn't wanna see it. I might take some paper. Your baby on a money mission. Just had a fool ready, let the turn. I don't have any understanding. I never forget about what you did. Can't understand why this bitch be playing with my kids. No understanding, catch an op, I'ma split his wig. Never understood how the biggest gangster turned to a pig. I throw my back to these niggas never again. I like to double back on these niggas when I see. Everything's silent 100 on my end. I'm on the grind, I'm trying to get paid. Tell me he'll never leave you all the way. So many nights I went to sleep and ain't it. All this weight on my back, sometimes I feel it's gon' break. Better know this shit gon' hurt sometimes. Still gotta put in work sometimes. You gotta get it out the dirt sometimes. Put yourself first sometimes. I ain't asked to be any crazy ass world, but shit happy. The next day I'm my beautiful family girl, but I'm happy. Slow motion, but I'm rolling my focus and I'm fast. I be told, ain't no joking, you played and I'm flat.
Excuse my attitude, not really in the mood. I just love my dog,
stupid bitch,
I'm sick of you. My nigga was over with you, you act like a busted dude. And now I'm having thoughts, wondering, should I fuck with you?
So I'ma pray to God, cause I don't wanna use the seed. And I'm on the verge of clicking like, come visit me from the pen. I be cracking jokes, but I'm broken within. And I be sipping syrup, trying to cope in the scene.
I'm on the grind, I'm trying to get paid. Tell me he'll never leave you all the way. So many nights I went to sleep and ain't it. All this weight on my back, sometimes I feel it's gon' break. Better know this shit gon' hurt sometimes. Still gotta put in work sometimes. You gotta get it out the dirt sometimes. Put yourself first sometimes.
Joe Dirt, what you do, what it do? What you think about that one, Joe Dirt?
Man, that's a hit right there. You got your heat on your hand there, Smiley.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
No doubt. So what you got coming up after this quarantine is over? What projects you working on?
Video. A video to that song right there.
Coming straight out with the videos. Soon as the quarantine over, video coming to you.
Bad. So is that the only track you got out right now? You got some more bangers for the people?
Nah, I got a couple more out.
Yeah. So where can they reach you at, Smiley?
My YouTube is Smiley Music. My Instagram is Smiley Music Official. Follow me on IG, subscribe to my YouTube. Them the only two platforms I really use for my music everywhere.
Already, y'all. That's Smiley Music with S M. Well, Smiley, I hope y'all know how to spell Smiley. Smiley, but it's M U Z I K.
Correct. S M I L E Y M U Z I K.
All sweaty. All
Smiley Music. Yeah.
Already. Well, we can't wait to see that video, fam. Most definitely, most definitely. And we appreciate you calling in.
I appreciate the spin.
No doubt, no doubt. But, hey.
What it do, Joe Dirt?
What's goody, what's goody? We're going to do a mic check. Tigger, can you hear us? Oh, man. I'm not understanding. Tigger, you there? Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Damn, I'm just not. We apologize. We apologize, people. We apologize. We really do. Really, really do.
Trying to get Tigger in there.
Man, we trying to get it done. You know, sometimes you know the internet ain't perfect. You know, sometimes we have problems. You know, especially now with everybody on the internet. You know, there is times, you know, that technical difficulties will happen. So we apologize, everyone. But what we going to do before we get to one more track, we're going to take some callers, Billy. You want to do that?
Let's take a caller, man. What is it?
Caller.
806-443.
806, you with me? Yo.
209-915.
209, you're live. What's good?
Yo, 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 it's your boy, Mir Rich. You already know.
What's going down?
Salute,
soldier. Just calling to check in and see how y'all been doing.
We've been good. How about yourself, G?
Good. I've been making some new music. Y'all go check out my new song. It's called All My Life. Last time that I checked, it's a tribute to Nipsey Hussle.
Already. Tell the people where you can find it.
Y'all can find me on IG at Mirich, M-E-I-R-R-I-C-H. And I also got, and my music is on all platforms. I got a new song that's coming out. It's called Black Boy Joy. You already know. You have to do it.
Already. We appreciate you calling in, Mirich. I've been hanging in there with the corona and all that. You're not in school or nothing, is you? Still, they still got y'all out of school.
Yeah, but I'm still doing online school, though.
Already, man. Make sure you stay up on them grades, G.
Okay, thank you.
No doubt. Appreciate you calling.
Me too.
Next caller.
646-673.
646, what's good?
What's up? Caller from Harlem, New York. This is the SX Distributor, Sean Felder. How y'all doing tonight during this coronavirus crisis, man?
Man, good. How about yourself?
Well, you know, we tightened up here in New York. Our Governor Cuomo's been holding it down, calling out Bozo President Trump, saying, you're not going to tell us how to get this city back in the economy. There's been some controversy about that. So our governor's trying to give other governors on the East Coast to open up the economy very slowly. So stay tuned on that. And also, he ruled that he wanted everybody to wear their mask this Friday, mandatory. So you cannot go outside New York, any parts of New York, without your mask. So that's the new order now, Friday. Everybody must wear their mask until this ends.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, we tighten up now, brother. Yeah, so you get a fine. If you get caught without the mask by these cops, you got to pay a fine. So you're tightening up now. And also, I want to give a shout-out to my PR DJ, K. Nikki, who's been helping me support SX Energy Drink, and my model of the month, Honda Harley Girl. You can catch her on YouTube, Honda Harley Girl. She's the SX model of the month. We'll be on the front cover of magazines, so look out for that soon. It's in the works. Also, shout-out to my past models like Chrissy Mayo, LaToya Nicole, Lucia Strawberry, 10 years old. So these have been models of the past to help promote Essex Energy Drinks. So shout out to the models. And also shout out to my man, white rapper Crazy Harry. You can check him out on YouTube, Crazy Harry. We've done some videos of Essex Energy Drinks in the past. And also shout out to my man, DJ Frank White, Heavy Twice on Unsigned Heat DVD Twice. Shout out to DJ Frank White. And also a big, big shout out to my man, Joe Santana. We're supposed to do a show last month in Philly for the Nonstop Entertainment. That was canceled due to the virus. So we're going to do a reschedule of that show. But I've done shows in the past. Shout out Joe Santana. And everybody, catch me on YouTube, Sean Felder, Essex Promotions. I've done over different 30 videos with models and raps in the past for the Essex Drink. I'm going to have two videos. Those could be celebrating 10-year anniversary for Catch the Vibe. One I did with another one I did in September at the African American Day Parade, 2010. Those two videos, 10-year anniversary coming up with Catch the Vibe.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, we appreciate you calling in, fam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got to get you your drink, too, Joe. So don't worry. Just give me your email again, and I'll make sure you get that sample of the month, all right? So y'all have a good night. Be safe out there, man.
No doubt. Appreciate it. Keep it clean because it's a dirty world out there, fam.
Yeah, man. Yeah, in New York. So we're the ones leading the charge. So hopefully, Cuomo also mentioned we get the vaccine. And that'll also help to reopen the economy. So stay tuned on that.
Okay. Man, keep us updated. Keep us updated, fam. We appreciate you.
Yeah, bro. Later. Have a good night.
Peace, New York.
Next caller.
424-393.
024 What's good, G? What's happening?
Oh, man. It's your boy, Young Bunchy, man. One half of Cypher Sundays, man. What's the deal with y'all?
Oh, man. Chilling. What you got going on today, fam?
Oh, man. You know, I'm just calling to promote the Cypher Sunday show. Promote a couple of things I got going on. And, we're doing the Cypher Sunday contest. We gonna get back going this Sunday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern. I always get my time zones mixed up. But those are the times, 1, 3, and 4 for Pacific, Central, and Eastern times. And I just got introduced in this web series that I'm acting in called Last Move. It's directed by a cat named Moving Maserati. I'm gonna bring him into the network as well, start having him call in and do stuff on my show and as well as Blackout. Shout out to Black Tear, Princess introduced me to him and he put me on, so I'm trying to pay it forward, you know what I mean? And keep this shit going and make it grow bigger than it is now.
Already, for sure. For sure. Well, tell the people where they can find you at. Huh?
Yeah, you can find me at you can find me on IG, Carter the Great 108. Or you can send in your drops and everything to blackoutradio_TNB. That's the IG for the Cypher Sunday radio station. And you can find Princess under Princess of New Hood on IG and under Andrea Lewis on Facebook. And you can find me under Bunchy Carter on Facebook. And that's the team,
right.
That's the conglomerate. Shout out to this Black radio shit, man. We doing some good things
over
here.
Alrighty, for sure. Appreciate you calling in, G.
Already.
Alrighty, for sure. Keep it clean, because it's a dirty world out there.
Off the dribble. You be cool, man.
For sure. Nick Kowla.
252-529.
252, what it do? What's good with you? This is the boy ABM calling from Roanoke Rapids, mm-hmm. North Carolina. What's good with y'all?
Chillin'. What you got going today, fam?
That's what it is, big dog. You know what I'm saying? Nothing out of ordinary. You know what I'm saying? Mind on this music and money at all times. You know what I'm saying? Gotta stay focused.
All right. So what you got going today, fam? What projects you got out right now?
Right now, I'm piecing up some songs, and you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make it into a mixtape or whatever. So I'm about 13, 14 tracks strong right now. I'm trying to get up to at least 17 before I put everything together. But you know, okay. Nothing out of ordinary, just writing every day, staying focused, staying out of trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Ready for sure, for sure. Where can people find the music you got out right now, fam?
You said, what's that now, fam?
Where can the people reach you at?
Oh, yeah. Reach me on my SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying? ABM89 is on where all my music is at. You know what I mean? So you definitely can reach me on that. My Facebook is on Layvon ABM Brooks. You know what I'm saying? Reach out to me on that. You know what I'm saying? For other information or whatever. I came to bless the Black Tier Radio Station, you know what I'm saying, with some bars.
Go ahead and do that, G.
Let's get it, yo. Haters hating on me and I just don't understand it. I counted so much money that I couldn't rubber band it. You ask me what I'm drinking, nigga, this a cup of brandy. You ask me what I'm popping, bitch, just a couple Zannies. You yelling Candyman, now your wish is fucking granted. Don't be scared now, I'm about to do some fingers to your mama, cause I ain't got no manners. If I headshot you, all you see is blood and dandruff. I make you fucking vanish, but I'm no magician. Why you acting hard knowing that you soft as tissue? Oh, you hard-headed. Until them choppers hit you. You got acne, don't mistake these red dots as pimples. You either talking business or you talking money. Oh, you a broke bitch. It ain't my fault you bummy. See, I be going in because it's all or nothing. We alive, but we dead. We some walking zombies. We shooting shit up just like Fortnite. Don't come outside because we shooting out your porch lights. We got banana clips the same length as a dwarf's height. Don't play with me. I pop your top like a Coors Light, nigga.
What you think of the bars, Billy? Billy Fly.
It might have been too much for him.
Oh, man, I think he stepped away from the phone for a second. It's all good, man, but, man, them was some bars right there. Them was some bars right there. Appreciate you, dude, dropping some, man. You have to tune in next week, do that again. I'm going to have to get you to battle somebody.
Hey, you bring them, I bag them. Let's get it.
Bet. Be sure to tune in next week, G. I appreciate you calling.
Appreciate you for listening, fam. Be safe.
No doubt. Keep it clean because it's a dirty world out there.
You know it.
Yes, sir. Finley, don't tell me you dropped off the call. Well, we still going to keep going. As it knows and as it shows. For sure. Now, I think I have a time for one more call. Let's get one more call in now.
No more hands up.
Oh, man. All good. So we're going to roll right into that boy Billy Fly, Too Real to Be Fly, with that boy K. Rio.
Following fads, blood scripts, equal black fams in them body bags, whole communication, which means we fail to understand. No love for the hood, they give guns and drugs to the black man. The corner store goes to the Iraqis and the Pakistan. The coke and mota goes to Cubans and Mexicans. All you can eat to the Vietnamese and the Chinaman, all in the white man world. We pay taxes to Uncle Sam. Trump don't give a damn, the block's on fire again. Kingpins beefing with hits out on each other's head. Niggas that sold ricks on the block slinging rocks again. You got families fighting over one loaf of bread. Prison's a business. That's why they keep the stickers in their life of confusion and chaos. This bullshit ain't living. One thing I learned from New Orleans is get it how you live it. But another thing I know, it ain't no love for ghetto children. So
the pen touch the paper with ease like Japanese. I achieve what I want, a persona on Hercules. I listen to many nations and the economic struggles. So we separated, departed as a culture, but the mind divine. When you need to try to line, you're inclined. Rewind like the alchemist in time. Blind, I woke through a cloud of mystic smoke. It was rope. Together we embrace a single note, but you're gone. The zone is somewhere you don't belong. Situations you're facing got you angry and alone. The philosopher's stone, more than a grip of a mason. So you keep chasing imagination, dearly frustrated. Are you a Hebrew or more? Me, I just choose to be both. We still broke under pressure, holding on tightly to hope. Prophetic wisdom, oh nation, change for the better. It's all much gratitude to all religions, all whoever you call.
Invisible blindfolds on our faces. Enamored with money, possessions, and going places. But you can physically travel the planet in its depth and still never go far as a thinker who never left. You can overcome the evils of life with anything. If you learn the difference between a vision and a dream, if you were truly a king or a queen, it would seem you would never crack under the pressure that Satan brings. No direction, a victim of our own transgressions. Still hoping to socially advance to elections. No matter how inhumane they treat us, we all ignore it. Decades rolling by and we steady falling forward. My question is, when will we finally learn our lesson? Arguing over which slave master is the best one. We talk that black power talk all the time, bro. But if we had the chance to separate tomorrow, would we go?
No.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in to today's episode of The Dirty World. But our time has ran up. Be sure to tune in next week, same time, same place. Ain't got nowhere else to go, so you might as well tune in and have some fun. I heard there might be some freestyle battling going on next week. Josh's going to have to tune in and find all that out. I ain't leaking that yet. Well, I already just said it. So, yeah, it's out there. Tune in. Drop some bars. See who got the best. But, man, I gotta go. But as always, keep it clean, because it's a dirty world out there, y'all. I holla.
Time to get into something. Greens, road bottles, cold quarries, you got the kegs. Your party's go hard, this one going fed. Weird phones going on, crashed in the back. Where you going, turn around, we in the cul-de-sac. Somebody tell the spinners man to bring the quarterback. A knock at the door, it's Jimmy Johns, who ordered that good guy. Holy moly, what just happened? I turned around for a second, now this motherfucker cracking the freestyle session going. There go a dance competition, who won? Did I miss it? Man, it's good, he got me tripping, but duh.